If there's one thing you can say about the president of Women's Ski Jumping USA, Didi Cordini, it's she's persistent. Recognizing the inherent unfairness of not allowing women to jump in the Olympics gave Cordini a cause for the last decade, and says that when the reality of what they had accomplished watching the competition live in Sochi last week, she says they had to pinch themselves.
It was so exciting because as we came up from the press conference, Jessica and Lindsay and Sarah were all heading into where they were going to change and go for the competition. And we got to hug them and give them high fives and wish them well. And all of the Americans, we all got in one group in the stadium, and we had our cowbells and our American flags, and we just had a great time because we were celebrating for every single woman that was jumping that night. It was a 10-year battle, and I loved what Lindsay Vann said. She said, "For all these years, I've been waiting for this moment, and now I can just be in the here and now and just enjoy the experience."
Barbara Jerome, the mother of jumper Jessica Jerome, says the battle to be included is all her daughter has ever known.
I think it was just a big sense of relief for all the girls. They were totally enjoying the moment. It wasn't about necessarily about who was going to win, but just being there, as what Lindsay said, in the here and now. And, you know, we're all so close, not just with the U.S. girls, but the U.S. girls are close with all the international girls. And I think they were just all rooting for each other and just thrilled to be at the Olympic Games finally.
Both women, as well as many here in the U.S., were disappointed to find out that NBC had cut its planned primetime coverage of women's ski jumping. Again, they say, just showing that discrimination hasn't ended.
We were very upset about that because we were told it would be prime time, and the rationale that they gave back to us was that basically because we didn't win any medals, they thought they'd put on luge last minute because they won a medal. But what irritated me is that they put on the men's ski jumping in prime time, and none of them won a medal, so that rationale goes out the window. It was very upsetting to us.
You know, I'm also not thrilled with FIS, to tell you the truth. I went on their website, and they have videos of men's competitions. There's not one thing on there about the ladies' competition. They had the one competition, and there's very little recognition. So, you know, once again, even though we have made great strides in the sport, there's still somewhat of an inequity in terms of publicity and media.
It's important, they say, to continue to get their story out.
And the other thing that we're trying to convey in our story is not just about ski jumping, but hoping that if Americans see the story, that it will inspire other young girls and young women in whatever they're trying to do to get equality, that if you never give up and you have persistence, you can achieve your dreams. So that's the story that we're really trying to get out. And for NBC not to give us that opportunity was very disappointing.
With news that it could be another 8 years before women compete on the larger 120K hill and in a team jumping event, they say they're prepared to change that nonsense as well.
There's no reason why women can't jump the large hill. It's just a matter of training. And I think that a lot of the Europeans, for whatever reason, they want to be in control of the decisions. And it's when they feel ready to allow them to do that they will. And as Dee Dee said, there's absolutely no reason at all to hold them back from jumping the K120 versus the K90. I mean, there's a bit of a difference, but if you can jump the K90 well, you certainly can jump the K120 well.
And actually, the athletes are headed to two competitions in March.
That's right.
That will be on the large hill. So they're already doing it in World Cups. So we really are going to have to work on this, and it saddens me because it's an indication that this might be another uphill battle.
That's Didi Cordini and Barb Jerome. I'm Leslie Thatcher. KPCW News.